I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Are you wondering how I made this podcast? Well, it's easy. Head now to www.anchor.fm. It's totally free and easy to use. Anchor has creation tools that allow you to create and to edit your podcast. So, what are you waiting for? Anchor is the place to be.
Today, I want to talk about an issue that affects every woman, either you are black, white, mixed race, African, American, British. This issue cuts across every race, and it's very important to women. So the issue I want to talk about is fertility. Now, here goes. Every woman at birth has 1 to 2 million egg follicles. But by the age of 18 at puberty, we are left with 400,000 follicles. Out of the 400,000 follicles, 1 in 10 is likely to be of bad quality. So let's assume 10% of those, or maybe let's give it a figure of 40,000. So that means we are left with about 360,000 egg follicles. And because an average woman has 375 to about maybe 425 menstrual cycles over the course of her lifetime, this means you only have 375 to 425 chances of having fully developed eggs. And of course, only a tiny fraction, if any, of that will become fertilized. When you get to the age of 20 to 25, you are left with about 300,000 follicles. And if you're not in a relationship and you're waiting to meet your partner, your Prince Charming, it is advisable to freeze your eggs at this age, because that's when the quality of your eggs is at its highest peak. If you have your eggs frozen, that means you have a better chance of having good quality eggs that you can then go and use for an IVF treatment in future. And if you have the eggs frozen early, you lose nothing. You have the option of donating those eggs to someone else if you don't use them. Or you could even share with any woman who do not have good quality eggs. So by the time you are over the age of 35, your chances of getting pregnant declines radically, because every year the number of bad eggs increases to about 85% of your eggs. So by the age of 40, you're probably left with only maybe 15% good quality eggs. Although, maybe these days, we do have lots of women over 50 having successful IVF treatments. IVF treatments are done through egg stimulation and all the process for having a successful fertilization. But why do you have to wait that long? So the essence of this is just to put it out there. Please have your eggs frozen when you are 20, 25. So you don't have to wait until you meet a man. You could then, even if you meet a man later down the line, you go back and use your frozen eggs to get pregnant. So, and for those who are not in a relationship, you have an option of maybe if you decide you don't want to have children, or you are not in a relationship for any reason, you could then donate that egg to somebody that needs it. If you're in a relationship, therefore, it is advisable that you seek medical advice from recognized gynecologist or fertility specialist once you have tried natural conception for a year or two and it's not happening. Your fertility specialist would run tests for both you and your partner to determine, first of all, they will determine a woman's ovarian reserve. That's how many extra follicles you have available. I know religious leaders do not help us by telling us taking actions such as egg freezing or IVF treatments is wrong. This is totally wrong. I'm talking about proven science here. And we need to be able to balance our scientific reasoning with religion. The days of Anna and Mary, the mother of Jesus, is very different from the time we're in. Your religious leader will definitely not hear your pain. They will not empathize. They may empathize with you, but they won't be there when you're all alone and wishing someone had told you this a long time ago. So I'm putting this out there. Just a thought. Thank you for listening. Bye.